So this journey you must condition your minds. So arguments will end the moment we have preconditioned our minds. If we have conditioned ourselves that difficulties will come, some problems will come, then we must try and resolve it. Doesn't mean if problems come now, then we say because it's a Hajj trip, so we mustn't resolve any problem. We must take all the difficulties and hardship. It doesn't mean that. If any difficulty comes, try and find a resolution to that problem. But do not become impatient, restless, and begin arguing and quarreling, because that is what will destroy the sawab and the reward of that Hajj. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that man hajja lillah falam yarfas walam yafsuq raja'at ka yawmin waladathu ummuhu, that that person who undertakes Hajj and he does not engage in any obscenity, any wickedness, any wrangling, any quarreling, any argument, any disputes, then he will return from Hajj like the day that his mother gave birth to him, clean and pure. So when we enter into arguments, we lose our tempers over little things, over food, over accommodation, over this and that, then we lose the rewards of Hajj. And Shaitan's maximum effort is to make us lose our tempers. Because we'll be traveling with people who will be strangers to us. And to get used to every person's, different people's habits is not an easy thing. So that is the important thing, that there must not be quarreling and wrangling in Hajj. So when the person is now in planning to put on his ihram, then what is important is to understand that in ihram, or the compulsory things of ihram, are the niyat and the talbiya. The niyat and the talbiya. This is compulsory in ihram. That for what are you putting on this ihram? For umrah or for hajj? And to recite the talbiya. I'm not going to go into the details of farz, wajib, sunnat and all that. Here and there I will mention that, but just to make it simple and easy. That to put on the sheets of ihram, to recite the talbiya and the niyat. These are the three things which are essential. However, the two rakats of namaz and the ghusl that we make before the namaz, these are sunnats of ihram. So if we have the time, or especially when we are traveling from here, on the way it's very difficult to have another bath and shower. So we say before you leave home, then let that ghusl be with that niyat, that Ya Allah, I'm making this ghusl with the niyat that soon I'm going to put on my ihram. Whether you put it on after a couple hours, it does not matter, because it is inconvenient to have ghusl and bath on the way. So after getting complete body purification, remove unwanted hair, have a good bath, thereafter you make two rakats, thereafter you put on your sheets of ihram. But after this bath, as I said, that if you cannot put it on same time, there's no harm. Whenever you are ready to put on the sheets of ihram, then you put it on there. This ghusl, if you have undertaken it, well and good. If you cannot before the ihram, then there is no sin, because it is inconvenient whilst you are in the plane or whilst you are at the airport. But if there is time to make the two rakats of namaz, then you should make the two rakats of namaz. So after you have a bath, you have put on the towels, the two sheets of ihram, at this stage you do not do the istiba, that means taking the sheet out from under the right shoulder and throwing it over the left shoulder. You don't do it from now. Lots of hajis, they do that long, long before they even arrive at Makkah Sharif. That is only when you are going to start the tawaf. At this stage you just put one sheet on your shoulders and you tie your ihram like the lungi at the bottom. And those who say that this ihram is stitched, so therefore it's not permissible to wear it, it is not correct. It doesn't mean that if there are stitches on the sides of that ihram, it's not permissible to wear it. By stitched garments, what we mean is something that is in the shape of a garment, like a shirt or a kurta. If you are wearing it in that manner, it's not permissible. But if there's threads right around the ihram, there's no harm. In fact, even if it is sewn, it is makruh. But if it is sewn, then too that ihram is valid. If a person sewed his sheet, just because for the protection of the satar, he does not know how to be careful, so therefore he sewed it up like a lungi. it is permissible. In fact, if a person is 100% certain that his safar will be exposed in the ihram, then it is permissible for that person to wear a sewn ihram sheet, and there will be no sin also on such a person. But generally, it is not better to have it sewn. You should leave it like that, just tie it up in a proper way. And some sort of practice must be undertaken before you go for Hajj. If a person has never worn a lungi in his life, and suddenly when he's just about to put on the ihram, he's trying to tie the lungi, he's going to have a problem. So you should try and practice a little before going. So this is the important thing, that this namaz, the 2 rakat namaz, if it is not makruh time, then you should make it. If it is makruh time, then even that namaz should not be made. Because the essential thing now is that ihram. And what is ihram? After you've got the sheets on, you remove your hat and you make the niyat and talbiya, that is your ihram. So if you are making the namaz, then the namaz you make with your hats on. You've got your sheets of ihram on. Now with your hats on, you make the namaz. After you have made the namaz, then you say, Ya Allah, in simple language which you understand, you say, Oh Allah, I intend making umrah. So make it easy for me and accept it from me. That's all. Simple. Oh Allah, I intend making umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. Then you read the labbaik. لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. This لبيك, it is sunnah to read it 3 times. To read it 3 times is sunnah, but to read it 1 time is wajib, and it must be read in an audible voice. It is wajib to make any zikr, but to read this particular labbaik, it is sunnah. So therefore, the person should learn this and read it 3 times in an audible voice. The women folk, there is no difficulty for them at all. They do not have to change into sheets or anything of that nature. Whichever normal dresses they wear, they can wear the same dress for ihram. There is no question of them having any special kind of ihram dress. That is not necessary. Yes, what is important is that that dress must be simple. It must not be fashionable, because you are going for Hajj and you are not going there just to display the type of garments that you have. It is not a fashion show there. So that dress must be simple. But what is most important for the ladies and those who are taking their wives along, you will also be sinful if you allow them to go like that. And that is that most of the ladies, or many, many ladies, are seen there with very thin white material. And it reflects not only their bodies, but also the blackness of their hair. If they wear clothes like that and make Hajj, the namazes which they make in those kind of clothes are not valid. It is not accepted. The du'as which they will make in that kind of dress, they will be getting nothing but curses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, if they are wearing white material, they must make sure that it is thick and it covers their body properly and it doesn't reflect any part of their body. And especially the scarves which they put on their heads, they must make sure that there's a lining under that cloth and it doesn't reflect the blackness of their hair. Remember this, because as husbands you will also be responsible. And this is a very common error of our women folk. So they must wear the same dress, and it is extremely easy and simple for them. As far as the ghusl is concerned, the bath is concerned, and the namaz is concerned, the same rule applies to them. But if they are not in a position to read salat, because of their monthly period, they are not able to read salat, then there is no harm. They must still make the ghusl, but this ghusl is not for the purpose of salat. It is the ghusl of ihram, With that ghusl, of course, you cannot read Salat and Quran Sharif. And if they do not undertake their ghusl because they are on the journey and it is difficult, then too there is no harm. For them it is in the same clothes, they just make the niyat that, Ya Allah, I am making Umrah, make it easy for me, accept it from me. Of course, if they are in hijab and niqab, then the only thing they have to do is open the niqab. And thereafter, only if strangers are passing, they must try to make sure that they cover the face in such a way that the cloth doesn't fall on their face. But for them it is simple as that, that they just make the niyat, they read the labbaik softly, and they are in ihram. So simple for women. They can wear their socks, they can wear hand gloves, they can wear jewelry. Nothing difficult for them. Only the other rules will apply, just as it applies to the men folk, that now it will not be permissible to cut fingernails, to apply perfume, or to cut any hair from the body, or to indulge in any kind of talk which is normally permissible between husband and wife. Those kind of talks which are permissible just between husband and wife, or any kind of relationship, that will now be totally haram and prohibited in the state of ihram. But the rest of it is so simple for them. So why put them through unnecessary difficulties? Why insist that it must be like this and must be like that? Allah Ta'ala makes a thing easy, we make it difficult. So for ourselves also, so simple, what have we really done? We have just made ghusl if it was possible, made 2 rakats of namaz if it was not makruh time. If it's makruh time, we didn't even make the namaz. Thereafter we put on the two sheets of ihram, we made our namaz. Then we removed our hats, we made the niyat, and we read the labbaik. So simple. We are now in ihram.